Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
I'm amazing. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out all the other things you can do there on our website. Dr. Arkisian Cuddy is our guest. He's an old friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the co-author of a book that's one of my favorites in the world, Built on Trust, Gaining Competitive Advantage in Any Organization. Arky, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
It's good to have you back, as always. And, you know, Arky, you and I have done a lot of, we've talked a lot about trust, and you've helped us over the years to understand the importance of trust, the value of trust, why it's the right thing to do, and all the different ways to do it. But I'm not sure, maybe we have, but I'm not sure that we've actually talked about what I'm going to call, and you probably do too, call the ROI of trust, the return on investment. And, you know, building trust is, it ought to be an intuitive thing. It ought to be an automatic thing. But with all the things going on in our world, focusing on trust as a major plank in our business model's platform might not be as intuitive. And so it occurred to me that maybe if we could attribute some ROI to building trust, that maybe that'll cause it to be a little more top of mind. What do you think?
Yes, I think. And also, it's completely accurate. There is such a competitive advantage in an atmosphere, in a culture that leadership builds. And a lot of people think, you inherit the trust level. It's either there or it's not there. But leadership actually can build trust. And it makes one of the greatest competitive advantages. Just to think of a few examples. Trust, if you can instill confidence backed up by a track record with your management, a number of things happen right away. It creates a more open communication atmosphere, and that makes what we think of as an engine of innovation. It frees people to make the contribution that the company needs them to make, and to make it with maximum effort. So that means that people can think more creatively and can innovate and are invited to innovate. And the open communication that results makes for a combined intelligence that is what you need if you want to innovate, if you want to stay ahead of your competition. So that intelligence, we define intelligence, the ability to see a problem from many different points of view. Well, in today's complex business world, I have a few points of view if I'm the salesperson, and somebody else has a few points of view if they're making the product and so forth. But if we can combine all of those points of view, well, that takes communication. Well, communication, clear communication, honest communication, creative communication only happens when people feel it's safe. It sounds odd, but a lot of people, have been trained in their life or feel that they have learned in their life, hey, don't disagree. Don't rock the boat. Only communicate what's likely to be approved. Well, you don't want your people thinking that way. You want your people thinking. You want people communicating for the business.
Mm-hmm.
And that means you have to have an atmosphere where people feel confident, they feel safe, they feel it's okay to take a risk. And risks usually start with communicating how a person sees a problem, whether it's the same or different than the boss. It creates a higher level of retention if you have a level of trust in the organization. You keep the people you want to keep. If you can transfer it to your customer base, it creates tremendous customer loyalty. It's the 80-20 rule. You want
right. Your Pareto,
network
the Pareto principle.
Well, this is the basis for that 80-20 network, is the ability of leadership to create and maintain confidence and trust in the workplace.
Well, and one of the things that I've said is that if you're going to have an entrepreneurial organization, You've got to grow entrepreneurial employees.
Yes.
And an entrepreneurial employee, my definition of an entrepreneurial employee is someone who is prepared to take risks and take initiative inside of their assignment, their job description. But they only will do that if they believe that when they fail, if they fail or if they make a mistake, that instead of saying you're fired or you're giving them a ration of grief about it, your response is, what did we learn?
That's right.
And if they can trust you to say that, then they're going to take risks. And if you train them, they're not going to take risks in such a way that it's going to take the company down. But maybe instead of failing, maybe they'll succeed.
That's right.
What do you think?
I agree very much. It's the difference between taking sound risks and reckless gambling, and that leadership can accomplish that.
And that's where the training comes in. We're going to talk about all that right after these messages with our good friend Dr. Arky Ciancutti, the author, along with Thomas Steading, of Built on Trust. It's a good book, folks. Wherever it's available, wherever books are sold. 20 till. I'm on the wrong side of the clock. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. The small business advocate, Arky Ciancutti, is our guest. Arky, A-R-K-Y, is his first name. His last name is spelled C-I-A-N-C-U-T-T-I. A good English name there, right, Arky?
Yes. from Amelia Roma English.
Yeah, exactly. And Dr. Arky Ciancutti, and his book is called Built on Trust. And Arky, give us your website, please.
It's learningcenter.net.
Learningcenter.net. What do we find when we get there?
Well, there's a lot of information there. There's a library, for one thing, that's got 10 or 12 articles on it. It's an informational website. People generally contact us when they're looking for better ways to execute. And there's a tremendous amount of information on that website on how to do that. Then if you want to contact us, if you want more, you're invited to do that, but that's not a requirement. We want to have the information there accessible to people. It's fine to download it and print it up and take a look at it and show it to your people.
When's the new book coming out?
The new book is due out in about 9 to 10 months.
All right.
And that one's called The Two-Step Close.
Looking forward to getting my copy of that one. Arky, what's the opposite of trust? Conflict?
Suspicion.
It's not conflict, it's suspicion, huh?
Yeah, it's suspicion.
What happens? I was just trying to think of, what's the first thing what's the first physical reaction to suspicion? To hold back and to be slow to move and to take action?
Yes, and to fill in information blanks with worry. And worry usually translates into a kind of gossip, a kind of toxic gossip, that people fall into. Everybody does.
I've seen that before. I've been in organizations that were dysfunctional, and when you start getting suspicion, and it's amazing how fast it'll ripple through an organization.
Yeah, that's right.
Little organizations, big organizations, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you don't want people filling in information blanks negatively or with suspicion or with worry or concern. You want to keep that information flowing in a way. And again, if you have a trust-based atmosphere, people aren't going to let the suspicions grow. They're going to surface the questions. They're going to surface the concerns. They're going to deal with the conflicts that arise. And conflict, if you have a trust-based organization, you recognize conflict as inevitable. Rather than something to be avoided, it's something to be harvested, something to be looked into. And that's very, very important. If you don't have that trust base, and again, you have to build this trust.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that is just going to land. But if you don't have that, then the conflict that's going to arise between departments, for instance, that have to work together but have different priorities or located in different places or just busy, those conflicts tend to build and they become hardened. and they become part of the culture. Well, you know, sales thinks that marketing is not completely cooperative, and product development thinks that sales is, you know, too busy working on revenues and not sensitive to how difficult it is to get product out the door, et cetera, et cetera. Now you've started down the road. You're going to end up with this them versus us. And again, this is not just dysfunctional organizations. Mm-hmm. This is every organization.
It could be a dysfunctional department
yes.
inside of a well-functioning organization. You know, I was just thinking as you were talking about that, Archie, trust requires maintenance.
Yes.
Suspicion is maintenance-free, isn't it?
That's a great way to put it. It really is. It's maintenance-free and extremely costly. and because people get... And this is you and me. We're not talking about bad folks here, but this is just
right.
human nature.
It is.
People, where they care about their jobs, they have a lot of energy and passion and interest in it. You want to keep that focused positively toward, you know, the company goals and what needs to get accomplished. Stay away from this suspicion. Stay away from this toxic gossip. And again, leadership can do that. You can guide your organization or your team or your project team or your department or whatever. You can really guide it toward trust. It takes a number.
And you can. And if you're a department inside of a dysfunctional organization,
yes.
which I've seen that too,
yes.
your department can be very high functioning in terms of trust, can it?
That's exactly right. And that's up to you as the manager or the owner of the business. That's up to you. And you just start that conversation with your people. Start. Hey,
what does that sound? What does the beginning of that conversation sound like, Archie?
The beginning of the conversation sounds like this. Let's define trust together, and let's look at the confidence level we have. How often do I, as the leader, make a commitment and it comes across as completely credible? How often do we exchange help across our departments in a way that's free and that makes it a priority for the whole company goals? How often, you know, what's my report card on that? This is the leader speaking. What is our report card for each other on that? Make sure it's not a personal conversation, but a business conversation. How well do we exchange help across departments throughout geographical differences? How well do we exchange help when it's something that, you know, is not directly rewarded, but is critical for getting our product out the door?
Mm-hmm.
And that's very important. And that people respond to that conversation. There might be a little silence at the beginning of a meeting like that. You can start the ball rolling. Say,
that's,
well, you know,
you have to do that. When we come back, Archie, folks, get your P&Ls out. Get your operating statements out. When we come back, we're going to go down a couple of the line items in your operating statement and show you how trust can deliver more profit and less expense, or vice versa, if you don't have trust. 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Archie Ciancutti. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Lassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Archie Ciancutti is our guest. His book is called Built on Trust, and I hope you check it out when you get a chance, because it is a very, very important book, maybe the most important book you can read for the long-term health, not only of your company, but of the people inside of it. And if you develop trust in your business, you'll be able to grow your business without creating a casualty list, and I think that's an important thing to do. Archie, what do you think?
Yes, I agree. You can grow your business on a trust base faster than any way that I'm aware of. It's really the basis for growth that's going to be functional for you. In other words, growth that's going to, where your employees are going to go along with it, your customers are going to go along with it. It's organic growth it's going to be profitable for you.
Let's break out our P&Ls now, Archie, and go down through a couple of the line items in the operating statement. I was just thinking about ways that trust impact, or the lack of trust, can negatively impact our websites. I mean our P&Ls and our success. Let's take the top line, the revenue line, the sales revenue line. If we've got a salespeople out there who our customers can't trust, then your revenue line is going to be impacted by that, isn't it?
Well, that's right. And that, if your customers don't trust your sales force, the chances are that's an internal problem in your organization. There's conflict most likely between sales and the people making the products or getting the products ready
right.
to ship, something like that.
And it might be that the salesperson told the truth, but the person that they relied on to deliver didn't do their job. And so, but what winds up happening is the salesperson is the one who didn't tell what the customer considered to be the truth.
Well, that's right, and that's why we say in Built on Trust, your credibility with your customer cannot exceed your credibility with each other internally in the company.
Right.
That's what it's built on. So if you want to build that customer loyalty, your cost of goods sold, your cost of sale, is directly impacted by the coordination, you know, the forgotten commitments, the mm-hmm. unclear agreements, the, no, I thought you said this, et cetera, et cetera. All of that internally is what is radiating out to your customer in a way that is either building trust and loyalty or it isn't. There's not much in between.
And speaking of cost of goods sold, if you don't have a trust relationship with your vendors,
yes.
you're probably not going to get the best discounts.
And not only that, but you don't get necessarily the priority for on-time delivery.
Right.
Or when you're crunched and you've got the order that you need to get out the door now and it's an exception, your vendor will rise to the occasion for you because they want to please you.
Right.
They want to perform
because of this relationship you built with them.
That's right.
Let's move
That's
down.
Built on trust.
Let's move down and talk about payroll now for a minute. Let's go back to the suspicion thing. I've seen organizations where people were walking around suspicious, they weren't trusting, they were more suspicious, and there was a lot of gossip going on and a lot of things going on. But what there wasn't a lot of going on was productivity. And then, on Friday afternoon, when the job has to be delivered, now we got to have overtime because we didn't get the work done during the week.
That's right. And there's another aspect to payroll, too, that I think is important. Some people have businesses that lend themselves to performance type of compensation, you know, in addition to a basis of a payroll. Well, it's very difficult to do that where there's a lot of suspicion. You know, people think, oh, what are they up to now? You know, but if you're in a business where you need to have your overhead at a certain level and you need to have the rest of your compensation based on performance, you have to have a trust basis in order to have that fly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What are some other things on our P&L, Arky? Those are some quick things that I could think of. What's another example?
Well, retention is something that's important. You know, the various estimates say it costs, you know, between $60,000 and $120,000 to replace the average employee that we lost that we didn't want to lose. And the people that you want to keep and attract to your organization are people who like productivity, who like closure. They like a help exchange that's going to work. If you don't have that, and it's substituted instead by suspicion and gossip and so forth, you know, to some degree,
mm-hmm.
then your most productive people are not attracted to that. It takes a toll. And, you know, when the person across the street offers them a job, you know, they're more likely to take it. You've lost somebody you don't. And again, it's very expensive.
Right.
So that your payroll line is something that's very much impacted by your ability to generate and earn trust.
Right.
And set it up so that people are earning trust with one another.
Arky, well said. Thank you for all that today. Thank you for all that you've done for us over the years. We appreciate it very much.
My pleasure, Jim.
Arky C. and Cuddy, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Arky C. and Cuddy. He and Thomas Tedding are the authors of Built on Trust, available wherever books are sold. I recommend it to you very much. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.